Now, this afternoon, we have considered the top half of page 2.
看到主从宝座到空中。
We have shared that our Lord comes down from his throne to air.
让我们晚上继续来看。
So this evening, we will consider
主从空中如在往地上来降临。
How the Lord would descend from the air to the land.
那么首先呢，这里有六个小点。
First, here we see there are 6 small points.
讲到他为什么要从空中往下再降临呢？
They tell us why our Lord has to descend from the air further down.
是为着拯救以色列民。
It's because he wants to save all the Israelites.
以色列国,
the nation of Israel
要遭遇历史上最大的失败, 就是空前的大失败。
Will encounter the unprecedented failure in history.
在以往, 以色列人的历史,
in the past, in the Israelite history,
他们已经遭遇了许多
They had already encountered so many afflictions.
因为大卫王室的失败,
because of the failure of the house of David.
这个以色列国早就灭亡了,
so the nation of Israel had already perished.
后来犹大国也灭亡在巴比伦的手里。
And also, the nation of Judah also fell prey to the Babylonian kingdom.
过了70年之后, 以色列,特别是犹大国,一些移民就回到耶路撒冷。
After 70 years, Israel, especially people from Judah, came back to Jerusalem.
他们在所罗巴伯和耶稣雅的带领底下,
under the leading of Zerubbabel and Joshua,
回到耶路撒冷,
they came back to Jerusalem,
重新建造祭坛, 而准备建造圣殿。
They started to rebuild the altar, to rebuild the sanctuary.
后来我们也看见, 以斯拉, 文士以斯拉, 有带一批人回来。
Later on, we also see that the scribe Ezra also brought a group of people back.
他带领神的百姓重新回到神的律法中。
Ezra led God's people back to the law of God.
过了一些年, 神又接着尼希米回到圣地。
Now, after a few more years, God led Nehemiah back to the Holy Land.
他们在极艰难的情形中,
in the great difficulties,
靠着神的恩典, 重建耶路, 重修耶路撒冷城。
By God's grace, they rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
在这些情形中, 神的百姓有一些恢复。
Now, in all these circumstances, there was a little bit of revival among God's people.
但是很快的, 神的百姓又落在荒凉失败中。
Now, but very soon, God's people again fell into the condition of desolation and failure.
在那些荒凉的日子里头,
in those desolate days,
神借着先知马拉基,
God shows to us through the prophet Malachi
有一些剩下的移民,
that some of the remnants
他们敬畏神,
who fear God
谈论关于神的事情,
who talk about things that are related to God.
感谢神,
but we thank God
在那个极大的荒凉中,
in that great desolation
却有少数 的移民, 剩下的百姓,
there were few remnants.
他们在那一个不法, 在那个荒凉的里头, 他们却存着敬畏神的心。
In those days of lawlessness and desolation, they did have this heart to fear God.
许多神的百姓为自己来活,
Many of God's people simply lived for themselves.
照着自己的意思来生活。
They live according to their own will.
他们不顾到神的感觉是怎样。
They did not care about what God's feelings are.
只求自己的快乐。
They only sought their own pleasures.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
有不多敬畏神的人。
Few of them who fear God.
他们私下少数的人彼此谈论。
In private, few of them were talking about things.
他们谈到神的心意。
They talk about the purpose of God.
他们谈到神的计划。
They talked about God's heart.
也许他们也谈到神对他们以色列人的那个盼望。
Maybe they also talk about the hope that God has toward Israel.
他们体会神心中的痛苦。
They simply went after the anguish of God in his heart.
他们和神有美好的交通。
And they had a wonderful fellowship with God.
他们进入神心中的感觉。
They actually enter into God's feeling.
虽然人数很少。
Although they were few.
他们的声音也许也不发生什么作用。
Maybe their voice couldn't mount up to anything.
也不容易影响弟兄们。
Nor would they make an impact on other brethren.
但在孤单中。
But in their loneliness,
他们只有一个心,
they only had one heart,
讨主的喜悦,
that is the heart to please God.
感谢神,
we thank God.
马拉基告诉我们,
Malachi tells us,
当这些百姓在那里谈论主的事情的时候,
when these people were talking about matters really, pertinent to God,
耶和华侧耳而听,
the Lord listened to them.
也许一面我们能领会，因为他们的声音很微小。
The Lord gave his ears to listen to them. Maybe we could understand it this way, because their voice is so little.
有的人声音比较小，你要听，你的留心听，侧耳来听。
When some people's voice is low, when you want to listen to him, you have to lend your ears to listen.
可能是这样。
Maybe this is what it looks like.
耶和华侧耳而听。
Anyway, here the Lord lent his ears to listen.
更是给我们看见。
This even shows us more that
神留心听他们的谈论。
God listened to their discussion carefully.
神宝贝他们向着他的谈论。
And God treasured all the discussions about God.
接下去主的话说
And the Lord's word continues.
耶和华把他们的名字记在耶和华面前的纪念册上面。
And the Lord would write down their names on the book of remembrance before him.
在圣经中有好几本册子。
Now in the Bible there are many books.
我想我们基督徒最留意的就是生命册。
For us Christians, the most familiar one is the Book of Life.
感谢神。
We thank God.
凡是相信主的人，
whoever believes in the Lord,
名字都要被记在生命册上。
His name will be recorded in the Book of Life.
我想我们在座每一个人，
I believe that every single one sitting here,
我们的名字都在生命册上。
Our name should be recorded in the Book of Life.
还有一本我想比生命册更大的一本册子。
And I suppose there is even a bigger scroll, bigger than the Book of Life.
就是案卷。
That's the scroll.
所有没有信主的人，他们的生活行为，他们的名字都记在这个案卷里。
Everyone who does not believe in the Lord, their words, their conduct are all recorded there.
到神大日来到的时候，
when the great day of the Lord comes,
在白色的大宝座前，
right before the throne of the white throne,
凡是生名字没有记在生命册上，
whoever's name is not recorded in the Book of Life,
他的名字都在案卷上面，
his name will be recorded in the big scroll,
名字记在案卷上，
his name will be recorded there.
他们的结局是可怜悲惨。
And their end is so miserable.
感谢主， 在耶和华面前还有一本册子。
We thank the Lord that before Him there is another book.
叫做纪念册。
This is the book of remembrance.
他们的名字不只在生命册上。
So their name is not only written in the book of Lamb,
还在耶和华面前的那一本纪念册上。
But also recorded in the book of remembrance before the Lord.
先知告诉我们说。
And the prophet tells us.
这些名字纪念在纪念册上的这些人。
All these people whose names are written in the book of remembrance.
他们是被神特别拣选归于神的。
These are the ones chosen especially to belong to Him.
他们要成为神特别的产业。
They will become the special inheritance to God.
感谢神。
We thank God.
旧约的历史，以色列人的历史，
In the history of the Old Testament,
这样的两个情形中一直延续，直到主头一次回来，头一次来。
This kind of situation is continued until the Lord comes.
当主头一次到犹大国的时候，以色列国的时候，
when our Lord first went to the nation of Judah,
普遍来说，他们是离开神很远很远。
Generally speaking, people had strayed far, far away from the Lord.
以色列人落在一个极其荒凉的情形中。
Israelites at that time fell into such a extremely desolate situation.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
从马太福音头两章跟路加福音头两章这四章圣经里头。
In the first two chapters of Matthew and first two chapters of Luke, in these four chapters,
我们又发现有少数的一些人被纪念。
We also find that some few people were actually remembered by the Lord.
首先的两个人，
the first two people
就是祭司撒加利亚和他的妻子，
priest Zechariah and his wife，
就是洗洗约翰的父母，
and they are the parents of John the Baptist。
感谢神。
We give
他们这一对老夫妇，
now this couple
蒙神特别的拣选，
was chosen especially by God
赐给他们一个儿子。
To give them a son.
这个孩子将来要神在行走在圣者的面前。
And this son, this child, would walk before the Holy One.
就是在主的面前。
That is before the Lord.
接下去我们看见。
And as we continue to read.
还有两个年轻的人。
We also see two young people there.
就是约瑟和玛利亚。
That is Joseph and Mary.
他们在千万的年轻人中特别被拣选被分别。
Among the tens of thousands of young people, they were especially chosen.
把神的儿子带到人类的历史中来。
To usher in the Son of God into human history.
当主降生在犹大的伯利恒的时候。
When our Lord was born in Bethlehem in Judah.
在旷野。犹大的旷野有一些牧羊的人。
And in the desert at Judah, there was a group of shepherds.
他们按着班次轮流在那个荒野里头、深夜里头来看守羊群。
They took turns to watch the sheep in the wilderness.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
在一个极静的深夜里头。
In such a quiet dark night.
我们看见有天使天君向他们显现。
We also see the host of angels appear to them.
给他们报佳音。
And they share the good tidings to them.
今日在犹大的伯利恒大卫的城中。
Today in Bethlehem of Judea in the city of David.
为你们生下一位救主。
A savior was born for you.
他们听了这个佳音。
Now after they heard this good tidings,
神访那个小孩子。
They went to look for the child.
在那里向上敬拜。
And there they worshipped him.
等到主耶稣40天，父母带他到圣殿，在那里 要按照律法的规矩来献祭。
40 days later, Jesus' parents took him to the holy temple to sanctify him according to the law.
我们又看见有两个老人家。
And there we also see two elderly men.
头一位就是西面。
A couple of the elderly, the first one is Simeon.
他是一个满有圣灵、被圣灵充满的人。
He was the one filled with the Holy Spirit.
他素常等候、盼望那一位以色列的圣者来到。
He always looked for the consolation of Israel.
他一生唯一的一个盼望。
The only hope of throughout his life.
能够在他有生的年日。
Was that while he lived?
能看见神的儿子，他所盼望的救主。
He could see the Son of God, the Savior that he had been hoping for.
当玛利亚抱着这个声音到圣殿去要献祭。
When Mary held this holy baby to be sanctified in the temple.
可能有好多的妇女。
Maybe there were so many women.
都同样抱着一个40天大的一个男孩子。
They all held the 40-day-old babies in their hands.
西面在多少妇女的跟前。
Now before all these women,
他跑到玛利亚面前。
He went right to Mary.
接过这个声音。
And he took over this holy baby.
在那里称颂神。
And right there he prayed.
说了很多非常重要的话。
He said so many very important words.
然后他对神说。
He said to God,
主啊，如今你可以释放你的仆人安然去世。
Lord, now you can set your servant free to depart.
因为我的眼睛已经亲眼看见你的救恩。
Because my eyes have seen your salvation.
一生他等候主的来。
All his life he was waiting for the coming of the Lord.
等到他亲眼看见主。
When he saw the Lord with his eyes,
他就够了，他不觉得还要再活下去。
It's enough with him. He didn't feel he needed to live longer.
有外史告诉我们。
And there's some history.
可能这个西面的儿子是谁呢？
Told us that who is the son of Simeon?
有人说他的儿子就是那个加玛列，那个非常犹太教的权威。
The legend says that his son is Gamaliel,
就是,
the authority of
就是,
the Judaism.
就是扫罗的师父。
And he was the teacher of Saul.
感谢，如果是这样。
If that is so.
他有那么一个伟大的儿子。
He had such a great son.
是犹太教的领袖，是权威。
He was the he was the authority in all the Judaism.
老人家在以色列中应该是很被尊重的。
So this elderly Simeon should be well respected.
他没有贪恋在地上的年日。
But he did not really care much about his earthly days.
看见主了。
He saw the Lord. It's enough with him.
其他的一切都不想。
Everything else he didn't care.
还有一个老姐妹。
And there's also was this elderly sister who was married 7 years and then she became widowed.
那个时候就80多岁了。
And then she was about
80. 她常常在圣殿中。
Often in a temple.
你说她很孤单吗？
Would you suppose that she was lonely?
感谢神。
We thank God.
她还有一些同伴。
She also had some companions.
就是盼望以色列安慰者来到的一些同伴。
She had company who also hoped for the consolation, the hope of Israel.
那一天她也到了圣殿了。
On that day, she also went to the temple.
也看见小孩子了。
She also saw the baby.
回头她就是告诉那些盼望这个基督来到的这些人。
And then she turned around and told those who had been hoping for the coming of Christ.
跟他们讲论主。
And she talked to them about the Lord.
末了我们提起一个一般的人。
Now, at the end, we would like to mention another group of people.
就是在东方的博士。
That's the Magi from the East.
他们看见天上那一颗特别的星。
They saw that extremely bright star in the sky.
受引到来到于大地。
And they were led to come to the land of Judea.
要来寻找，来敬拜那一位犹太人的王。
to look for to worship the King of the Jews.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
他们看见了。
They saw him.
他们在那里敬拜。
And there they worship him.
把黄金、乳香和没药献在主的面前。
And they offered gold, frankincense, and myrrh before our Lord.
我想这些人少数的人。
Now I suppose these few people.
是马拉基书里面所说的那些少数敬畏神的人。
Were some of those in Book of Malachi, that they fear the Lord.
他们是效法前人向着神的敬畏。
They followed the fear of the heart toward God as exposed by all those people before him. But we thank our Lord.
在全地荒凉的日子,
in the days of the desolation through all the land,
因为有这样以少数敬虔的人等候主来的人,
because of these few people who were godly, who waited for the coming of the Lord,
主就在那一个那些人中间出现了。
And then the Lord appeared among them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道主还要回来。
We know that the Lord will come again.
但是,
but
主回来之前,
before he returns,
就做属灵的原则来看。
In reference to the spiritual principles,
和圣经里头所提的一些情形,
and some of the conditions mentioned in the Bible,
主回来之前,
before the Lord returns,
在全地上,
through all the land,
在神的子民中,
among God's people,
有一种普遍的光景,
there will be this prevalent condition,
神的儿女没有信心,
that God's children have no faith,
在信心上出了大的问题,
they have this big problems in their faith,
所以主自己说,
and the Lord himself,
他说人主回来的时候,
as the Son of Man returns,
找得着世上有信心的吗?
Where can I find a man of faith?
我们中文的翻译是义得见世上有信德的吗、
Chinese translation is that can the Lord find faith in the world?
那个义得见原文的意思是找得着吗
In its original it simply means can the Lord actually seek out?
如果是很多
if there are many
遍地满了信心
if the whole land is full of faith
主回来也不会找
And the Lord doesn't have to find it, look for it, because all the world it is
主说他回来的时候,
there. But it's not so when the Lord
在他的子民中,
when he returns among his people,
不容易找到有信心的人。
It's very hard to find one with faith.
如果主今天回来,
now, if the Lord returns today,
在你我身上,
in you and me,
主能找到信心吗?
Can our Lord find faith?
另外一句话
Now another saying
只因不法的事加多
is that because of the lawlessness abounds
许多人的爱心就沾沾冷淡
the love of many grows cold
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters
也许在我们蒙恩日子直到今天
maybe starting from the day we have received his grace and
now 我们也看过在神子民中一些不法
We also have seen the lawlessness among God's people.
那些不法的事和人
Those lawless men and those lawless things
成后影响我们爱主的心
will greatly affect our hearts to love the Lord.
除非我们没有看见
Unless we have never seen it.
我们也不关心神家的事
Or we don't even care about things in the house of God.
如果我们关心,
but if we do care,
我们也看见,
and we also have seen it,
难免叫我们的爱心受试炼,
it's hard for our faith not to be tested.
因为许多的情形,
because there are so many situations,
让我们失去信心,
that would cause us to lose faith.
主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
主必要回来。
The Lord will come.
主在什么时候回来呢?
But when will he come?
他必须得着少数的得 等候他的人。
He first has to gain few who have been waiting for him.
警醒预备在主面前的人。
Who watch, who are watchful and are prepared.
若不然，主怎么回来？
Otherwise, how can the Lord return?
天地满了不信。
There is no faith throughout the land.
神的子民充满了不发，充满了冷淡。
And among God's people, there is just a plenty of lawlessness.
主又怎么回来？
How can our Lord come back?
他头一次去到犹大国。
When the first time he went to the nation of
Judah,
we thank God.
因为有一些人切慕等候他的回来。
Because there were few who eagerly waited for his coming.
照样主第二次要来。
Likewise, when the Lord comes back,
他的心何等的迫切。
Oh, how distressed his heart is.
有没有人为好像约翰西西约翰为主开道路呢？
But will there be anyone just like John the Baptist who would make way for the Lord?
有没有人像玛利亚？
Will there be anyone like Mary?
好像把一切他的名义把他的得失都为主摆上。
Who cast away all her fame or her gains for the sake of the Lord?
她情愿冒生命的危险。
She would rather risk her life.
愿情愿接受神的安排。
She would rather accept the arrangement of the Lord.
一个未婚的女子。
And a single woman who hasn't
竟然怀孕。
And should become pregnant.
照着犹太人的律法。
According to the Jews' law.
该活活的被人用石头把他打死。
She should be stoned to death alive.
玛利亚的怀孕。
Now the reaction of Mary.
是出于圣灵的。
Was from the Holy Spirit.
是神的呼召。
Was responding to God's whole calling.
可是她的未婚夫能等吗？
But her engaged husband would understand that.
周围的人对她又有什么看法呢？
How would other people around her look at her?
感谢神。
But we thank God.
她爱神。
She loved the Lord.
她说，我是主的使女。
I am the maidservant of the Lord.
情愿照着神的话成就在我身上。
That the word of God be done in me.
天使为她做见证。
And the angels bore witness to her.
她是蒙大恩的女子。
You are a woman of great favor.
但她需要准备付上极大的代价。
But she had to be ready to pay such a great price for that.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神得着了这一个女子。
God had gained this woman.
让她的圣者他独生的孩子
so that his holy one, the only begotten son,
能够道成肉身来到这个世界
was able to become flesh and came into the world.
今天我们是否有人像玛利亚
today, is there any one of us who would be willing to be like Mary?
愿意为做主的再来
now, for the Lord's second coming,
我们答应主的要求
who will be willing to answer to God's demand.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
像那些博士们,
like those magi,
他们不远千里而来,
who came here traveling thousands of miles,
他们很不容易的终于找到这个孩子。
Finally, with the great difficulties they found the child.
他们向他献上黄金、乳香和墨油。
They offered to him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
不要说他属灵的意义是很有意思的。
Not to mention the spiritual meaning to all this, which is quite interesting.
而且他们走了以后
But after they had left,
希律王就下击杀令。
Now King Herod issued this command to kill.
所以当天晚上
On that very night,
主耶稣在养父和母亲的底下被逃到埃及去。
The Lord Jesus fled to Egypt by his mother and his stepfather.
一个贫穷的做出工的这个牧工
Now this carpenter who was poor and who did hard work.
现时代的木工很吃香的。
Well, in today's world, carpenters are doing very well.
工资也不错。
And they're highly paid.
但是当年在 在拿撒勒那一个地方做一个木匠。
In those days, in Nazareth, as a carpenter.
所逃难埃及，在那里寄居所好容易。
And then he fled to Egypt for his for the child's life. How difficult! How difficult his life must be. We thank God. They had offered gold to the Lord.
黄金是说明神的尊贵和荣耀。
Now this gold speaks of God's glory and nobility.
这个属灵的意义很好。
Now this is a wonderful spiritual meaning.
但是我觉得，
but I believe.
不只有所为。 属灵的仪表,
not only gold has the spiritual type to it,
更是为这个逃难的这个小家庭提供了生活的必需。
But this very gold also supplies all the needs of this little child.
主耶稣, 本来是富足的,
Our Lord is rich himself.
却为我们成了贫穷。
But for us he became poor.
这就是保罗 为这些博士们所做的见证。
And this is a testimony that Paul bore for these Magi.
他们献上乳香。
They offered also the frankincense.
是一种非常好的药。
And this is one of the very wonderful medicine.
意义上来说， 有人说乳香是代表复活。
Some people say that frankincense represents resurrection.
主配受他们把乳香献上。
So our Lord is worthy of all these offered frankincense.
没药是代表死。
Myrrh represents death.
但是没药也是一种很好的药。
But also myrrh is a very precious medicine.
在他们逃难的日子。
Now in the days of when they fled to Egypt.
感谢神。
We thank God.
博士们的这一份一点的信念，一点的奉献。
This little offering from these magi.
却能够用在神儿子的身上。
Actually, could be used in the Son of God.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
我们都觉得我们该爱他。
And we all feel that we should love him.
我们该奉献给他。
We should consecrate ourselves.
但弟兄姐妹们,
the brothers and sisters.
我们能够有一个奉献。
Now, can we have this offering?
正好配合主的需要。
Which actually matches the Lord's needs.
这就是我们需要在奉献上也能懂得神的意思。
Now, so in our consecration, in our offering to God, we need to know what God really wants.
不光是照着我们的负担,
it's not just we offer it according to our
不到,
burden.
不仅是照着我们的热心,
or according to our zeal.
不仅是我们所看的环境和人的需要,
not according to the needs of our circumstances or our human needs.
更是在奉献上面,
But in the matter of offering to the Lord, we have to be able to touch the Lord's heart.
主恩待我们,
May the Lord be gracious
主回来之前,
to us before he returns.
他需要得着一些特别蒙拣选的儿女。
He has to gain some of his children who are specially chosen.
为他预备道路。
And these ones will prepare the way for him.
好使他能够早日回来。
So that he can come back soon.
那我们要稍微来看一下。Now
we will
主在空中完成了神家的审判之后。
We will consider now that after the Lord has accomplished the judgment on the house of God in the air.
神家的审判。 主若愿意我们明天早上再讲。
Lord willing, we'll talk more about the judgment of the house of God.
那么他为什么 从空中还要来到地上呢？
Why will our Lord descend from the air to the land?
首要的为着拯救以色列家。
First is to save the house of Israel.
从1948年
From 1948
到今天
Until now.
以色列国四八两复国。
The house of Israel was restored in 1948.
经过了多少次的艰难。
After so many afflictions.
周围的亚拉伯人
All the surrounding Arabs.
发起多次的战争。
Started many wars against Israel.
他们总的目的就是把以色列人赶到海里，赶到地中海里去。
Their final purpose is just to drive all the Israelites into the sea.
感谢神。
We thank God.
每一次的征战
，Every war，
我们都看见神暗中帮助他们。
Allows us to see that God had been helping them in secret.
我每一次的征战都是得胜。
Every war of Israelites was a victorious one.
以下还有没有征战呢？
Will there be more wars?
其实说来，从他们复国到今天，大小战争差不多几乎没有一天是完全安宁的。
Starting the restoring of their nation, none of their days is peaceful, whether they have great or small wars going on.
但主回来之前，
But before the Lord comes back again,
以色列要有一次的征战。
There will be a great war among the Israelites.
列国的军队围攻耶路撒冷。
The armies of the nations will attack Jerusalem.
若不是主及时的降临，
If it's not for the Lord who would come down in time,
他的脚站在这个橄榄山上，
with his feet standing on the Mount of Olives,
橄榄山就裂出一个大的谷，
and the mountain is split into a great valley.
这是被列国追赶的以色列兵，
all the Israeli soldiers who have been chased by the nation,
逃到没地方逃，看见这个裂谷就跑到裂谷里头去了，
run to the no other place, right into this great valley.
主站在橄榄山上，
and the Lord stands on the Mount of Olives.
用他口中的剑，
through the mouth, the sword from his mouth.
击杀那些围攻耶路撒冷的军队。
He would slaughter all the armies that surround Jerusalem.
拯救了以色列的。
And he would save all the Israelites.
当以色列全国的百姓看见在橄榄山上的主，
and when all the Israelites see the Lord who stands on the Mount of Olives,
这一位主，
the very Lord,
就是他们所弃绝的耶稣，
whom they have forsaken, the Jesus,
就是他们曾经用枪砸他，从他的肋旁流出血和水来的，
the very one whom they pierced on his side with blood and water gushing out,
他们的眼睛都被开启了，
their eyes are now opened,
他们心里何等的难过。
Oh, how grieving, how sorrowful their hearts must be.
他们千百年所盼望的那个弥赛亚，
throughout a thousand years, the very Messiah they have been hoping for,
竟然是他们两千年前所弃绝的拿撒勒人耶稣，
should be the very one they forsook 2,000 years ago.
所以他们一家一家围绕在一起，在那里痛苦难过。
Therefore,Family by family, they're gathered to mourn, to weep.
他们也真实悔改，接受这一位他们所弃绝的耶稣。
They truly repent and they turn around to receive this Jesus whom they have forsaken.
就是神应许赐给他们的那个弥赛亚。
The very Messiah that God has promised to give them.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他们全家归向。
The whole house of Israel returned to God.
然后我们看见，
and then we continue to see.
就在那一些时候，
right in that time,
耶稣要和以色列家另立新约。
The Lord Jesus will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
就是头一次来的主，
the Lord who came the first time,
被他们拒绝，不要接受他的约。
The Lord who they rejected and did not want to accept His covenant.
那个时候，他们全家真实的悔改。
But at that time, the whole house of Israel truly repent.
也接受主和他们立的新约。
And also accept the new covenant that the Lord made.
在我们所引的那些经文里头。
Now in all the references,
我们看见
here we see that
神跟他们立了新约。
The Lord has made a new covenant with them.
不像旧约是写在石板上的。
It's not like the Old Testament. The covenant was written on the stone or tablet.
新约是写在他们的心板上。
The new covenant is written in their hearts.
在他们的心思里头。
In their mind.
在他们整个人的各方面。
In the whole being.
神跟他们立约。
The Lord makes a covenant with them.
带领他们有一个新的生活。
Would lead them to conduct a new life.
主要在他们中间建立他的国度。
God will establish His kingdom.
就是神从前所应许的弥赛亚的国。
This is the kingdom Messiah which God has promised them long before.
就是一千年的弥赛亚国。
And that is the millennium kingdom.
主在空中审判神的家之后。
After the Lord judges the house of God in the air,
天国就开始了。
The kingdom of heaven starts to unfold.
那是属天的天国，诸天的国。
This is a heavenly kingdom.
主到地上来，
when the Lord comes to earth,
就要建立这个以色列国。
He will establish this kingdom Messiah.
那个时候，以色列民他们就成为弥赛亚国中的祭司。
Then the Israelites will become the priests of this Messiah kingdom.
所有的以色列家，整个家就是祭司的家。
All the house of Israel will become the house of priests.
他们侍奉他们的神。
And they will serve their God.
他们还要负一个责任。
And also they will bear another responsibility.
带领万国存留的人。到耶路撒冷去寻求敬拜耶和华。
Lead all the remnants of the nations to go to Jerusalem to seek after the Lord to worship Him.
在橄榄山，主做完了他该做的事。
Now, on the Mount of Olives, after the Lord has accomplished His task,
像犹大书所告诉我们的。
Just as it's told in the Epistle of Jude,
主就带着千万圣者从宫中。从橄榄山下到大地。
The Lord will come down from Mount of Olives to the earth with many thousands of His holy ones.
那个时候
，At that time,
主要审判地上的列国。
The Lord will judge the nations on earth.
在这里，第四点哈。
Now under point four.
本来的第四点，请你们改成第五点啊，这个括弧五。好，刚下午说过了，那么这个本来的原来的第四点哈，现在算它第五点哈，第五点的第二点。
The point four is counted as point five, the second part of point five.
啊，基督呢要在坐在荣耀的宝座上。
The Lord will sit on His throne of glory.
审判。存活的万国的民
to judge all those remnants who remain.
这里我们引的经文是马太二十五章三十一到四十六节。
Here we use the passage in Matthew 25:31-46.
我们现在加一段圣经。
Now we would like to add one more passage to it.
就是旧约的约珥书。
That is in Old Testament, the Book of Joel.
约珥，啊，约珥书。
Joel.
三章。
Chapter 3.
第一、第二和十二节。
Verses 1, 2, and 12.
啊，那里说到，主要在约沙法谷审判列国的民。
There, the verses say that the Lord will judge all the nations at the Valley of Jehoshaphat.
那是审判的地方。
And that's the place of judgment.
然后呢，怎么审判呢？
How will He judge?
就是马太福音二十五章三十一节到四十六节那里所说的。
That's exactly what Matthew 25 verses 31 to 46
say. 主要把那些来到他面前的列国的民。
The Lord will gather all the people of the nations.
分成两边，
and divide them into two groups.
在右边的是绵羊。
On the right side are the sheep.
在左边的是山羊。
Left side is the goat.
凭什么来分呢？
Then by what would he divide?
从主的话给我们看。
According to the word of God,
主对这些右边的绵羊说，
We see the Lord said to the sheep on the right side,
你们在一些求告摩西在摩西的律法之下的人，
that,
就是指着以色列人，
that Israelites who are under the Mosaic law,
还有一些在地上的基督徒，
as well as the Christians on earth,
他们经过患难，
they have gone through tribulation,
这些人受过很厉害的逼迫，
they have been severely persecuted.
以色列人在已过的两千年，
Now Israelites in the past 2,000 plus years,
他们在列国中所受的苦，
had gone through all the affliction among the nations.
我们从圣经里面多少领会一点。
And as to this, we more or less could understand from the Bible.
但是到了末后主再来之前，
But at the end time before the Lord returns,
犹太人在世界国国中还要受很厉害的逼迫。
The Jews will suffer even more persecution among the nations.
在逼迫中，
In the midst of all their persecution,
有一些的人，
Few of them,
同情犹太人的遭遇，
Some of them are very sympathetic to the Jews.
保护他们，帮助他们。
They protect them and they help them.
这些人是谁呢？
And who are these?
是绵羊。
These are the sheep.
那么我们来看一节的圣经。
Let's read one portion in the Bible.
我们看启示录十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章。
Revelation 14.
第六节
Verse 6
我们第六节跟第七节
Verses 6 and 7
我们大家一起来读一样
Let's read it all together
我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人就是国国国族各方各民他大声说应当敬畏神将荣耀归给他因他施行审判的时候已经到了应当敬拜那造天地海和众水泉源的这里有一些的人他们听见那一位天使所传永远的福音
Here we see there are people who have heard of the everlasting gospel preached by the angels
弟兄姐妹们我们所听的福音
The gospel that we hear
神借着他的使徒们他的儿女们所传给我们的福音。
Now, the very gospel that God preached to us through His apostles, through His people,
是恩典的福音。
It's a gospel of grace.
但是那个时候，
But in those days,
圣徒们被提了。
After the saints are raptured,
就有一位天使出来，
there would be one angel coming out,
永远的福音。
And he would preach this everlasting gospel.
这个福音没有说到他们要信耶稣。
Now this gospel does not say that they have to believe in Jesus.
要向神悔改认罪。
They have to repent.
接受耶稣做救主。
To receive Jesus as their savior.
不，没有。
No.
没有提这些。
Now the gospel doesn't mention any of these.
天使所提起的乃是说。
And what the angel says is.
那位天使大声说。
The angel said with a loud voice.
应当敬畏神。
fear God.
将荣耀归给他。
Give glory to him.
因为他施行审判的时候已经到了。
For the hour of his judgment has come.
当敬拜那造天地海和众水泉源的。
Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and spring of water.
简单说，这里的永远的福音。
Now, simply put, the everlasting gospel spoken here
敬畏神,
is to fear God.
要敬拜这位造天地万物的主。
To fear this God who created heavens and earth and all the hosts of it.
就这么多。
And that's it.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
在那一个何等可怕的日子里头。
In that dreadful day.
全地充满了悖逆。
As the whole earth is full of rebellion,
罪恶、邪恶充满整个地。
When wickedness spreads all over,
敌基督势力在地上横行。
When the power of Antichrist is so prevalent, pervading in the world,
有一个永远的福音传给当时住在地上的人。
And then there is this everlasting gospel being preached to those inhabitants on earth.
感谢神。
We thank God.
有人就动了敬畏神的心。
Then some people would actually start this fear of God.
拣选敬拜这位造天地的主。
They actually choose this very God who created heavens and earth and all the hosts in it.
感谢神。
We thank God.
这些人
all these people
很可能就是马太福音二十五章那些审判在右边的那些绵羊。
These probably, most likely, are those who are standing on the right side of the Lord at the judgment in Matthew 25, the sheep.
因为他们敬畏神,
because they fear God.
他们就保护这些属神的子民脱离许多的艰难。
Therefore, they protect those who belong to God to save them from all the calamities.
因为他们敬畏神,
and because they fear God.
在那一个万民的审判中,
in the judgment of all nations,
主就特别把他们分别出,
God especially set them apart.
他说你们来保护爱护这些属神的人。
The Lord says that since you protect and you care for those who belong to God,
主称他们是义人,
so the Lord calls them the righteous,
让他们可以来享受神为他们所预备。
Tell them to come and enjoy what the Lord has prepared for them.
那些左边的那些山羊,
now as to the goats on the left side,
就是那些拒绝永远福音的人,
those who refuse the everlasting gospel,
苦害逼迫属神的人,
who persecuted, who inflict the suffering to God's people.
不过在这里也是一个难题。
But here, we come across with another very difficult question.
有的圣经的学者,
some Bible students,
他说, 天使传永远的福音,
would say that the angel preaches the everlasting gospel,
大概不会有什么功效。
Probably it doesn't have much impact.
不大有人会听的。
Not too many people will listen to him.
这还是保守一点的说。
And this is a very conservative assertion.
我也听见有人告诉我。
I even heard that
people
would tell me,
天使传永远的福音。
Brother, if the angels preaches the everlasting gospel,
没有人会相信的。
Then nobody would believe him.
怎么办呢？
Then what do we do here?
所以我再说。
So let me say it again.
我们来看主再来的事。
As we consider the Lord's second advent,
关于圣经中好多的点。
There are so many points mentioned in the Bible.
直到如今,
even until now,
在神的子民中争论不休,
they have been the points of dispute among people of God.
各有自己的看法,
each group would have his own views.
坚持自己的看法,
they insist on their own views.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have pity on us.
我个人的意思,
Now, my personal
feeling
is
能够了解一下这些先辈们对这些事情的看法。
Is that we have the opportunity to understand how the previous brethren understand this matter.
主若怜悯你和我。
And if the Lord has mercy on you and me,
也许有一点帮助。
Maybe their understanding will help
但
us.
但要提防。
But we have to safeguard.
我们很容易会先入为主。
That one thing that you very easily you will have this preconceived opinion.
母母圣经大家他是这么说的。
Certain great theologian said this.
你一面看一面点头。
You nod your head as you read along.
这个东西就种到你的头上脑袋里面来了。
And his saying is simply implanted into your head.
如果他讲的是准确的。
If what he says is accurate,
那感谢主。
Then we thank God.
这是很宝贝的很宝贵的供应。
Now it would be so precious for you because you have been provided for.
但如果他说的不够准确。
But if what he says is not quite accurate,
你把它当作金科一律。
And it is considered it as some unchangeable final authority.
错小事情。
Being wrong is a small thing.
有个更可怕的。
What's even more dreadful?
这个东西就遮蔽我们整个人。
Is that their saying has now covered all,
教主
our whole being.
没有机会再对我们说准确的话。
So the Lord has no more chance to speak to us the accurate saying.
你们原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying so.
对我自己我很害怕。
Now, as for myself, I'm really fearful.
我怕说我接受的一些东西是不准确的。
I really fear that the things I have received are not that accurate.
而我却觉得这是很宝贝的。
But I feel that these things are so
precious. 这个是我所敬佩的先人他们所看见的光。
These are the lights of those I highly admire.
因此每一次想到这一件事情的时候
every time when I think of this thing,
我就感谢神。
Then I simply thank God.
感谢神这个事情我懂了。
That I would say, oh, thank God, I finally understand this matter.
这个天使传福音结果是怎样我知道。
I know the result of the gospel, everlasting gospel preached by the angel.
这是某某弟兄在某某书上所写的。
According to the statements written by a certain brother in certain book.
却是不准确的。
But it's going to be quite a shame if the thing is not accurate, even wrong.
我却没有感觉。
And then, as for me, I have no feeling toward it.
甚至主要给我改正都改不了我这个脑袋。
To the point that even though the Lord wants to correct me, he's not able to change in my head.
你们中间有弟兄姐妹有我给你们的那本小书。
Now, forgive me to say this, that remember the small booklet that I gave you?
就是马太福音二十五章那三个仆人接受主人的银子的比喻。
The parable of the three servants that received the talents from the Lord.
我从得救到四十二年前。
From the time I was saved until 42 years ago.
有二十多年的时间。
It's about 20 plus years.
我觉得这个比喻我懂了。
I always felt that I understood this.
因为好多弟兄姐妹都这样讲了。
Because so many brothers and sisters.
每一次想到这一段圣经。
Every time as I thought of this passage.
读到这个比喻。
And I read this parable.
就感谢神。
We just thank God.
神啊，感谢你，我懂了。
God, thank you, I got it.
到42年前
Until 42 years
ago, 我才发现有问题
Then I realized that something's wrong.
但是问题在哪里还是糊里糊涂的
But I wasn't that clear on what went wrong.
经过42年
After 42 years,
常在主面前被提醒
I was often reminded before the Lord.
慢慢的才发现
And gradually I realized
我错了
that I was wrong.
实在说我错有一点冤枉。
Well, it's not quite right to say that I was wrong.
好像传统都这么说嘛。
Because all the traditions.
我看的书不多。
I didn't read many books.
但从我所看的那些书，我去查考， 差不多都这么说的。
But as I look at to those all those books that I read, they
said 主给仆人们的银子
，the talents that the Lord gave
就是主给我们的恩赐
，are the gifts that the Lord gives to us.
那我们个人领受的恩赐不一样。
Although each one of us would have a different gift,
我都要好好忠心的去经营。
We just have to faithfully work at it.
好爱主。
Love the Lord dearly.
热心侍奉主。
And we should serve the Lord zealously.
为主有更多的摆上。
So we should put in more of ourselves for the Lord.
让那一天主称赞我们。
So that on that day the Lord will praise us.
说我们是好的仆人。
Saying that you are the good and faithful servant.
我们就得着奖赏。
Then we will receive His reward.
就是差不多都是这样。
All the books say the same thing.
弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
是主怜悯我。
Yes, the Lord has mercy on me.
我不知道别人还有什么别的说法。
I don't know if other people would have a different saying.
从这么一件小的事上。
But from this very little thing.
主就让我看见一件事。
The Lord allows me to see.
无论如何。
That regardless.
你我在主面前的领受有多少。
Regardless of the receiving of our, from us before the Lord,
我们必须保留为主保留一点的地位。
We have to reserve certain room for our Lord.
如果我们错了
，If we are wrong,
盼望让主有机会来改正我们。
We hope we would allow the Lord the chance to
叫我们能接受他的改正。
So that we could accept his correction.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么在主再来的事上
Why is it on the matter of the Lord's second advent?
这些属灵的领袖们他们有的时候在一些看法上是南反北侧是完全不一样的
All these spiritual leaders in some spiritual matters are so totally different.
他们都是
north to the south.
他们都是敬畏主的人。
They're all those who fear God.
也都熟读圣经。
They're also vested in the Bible.
对圣经有相当多的亮光。
They have so many lights from the Bible.
有的时候。
But sometimes,
很稀奇。
Amazingly,
就是不一样。
They just have so different opinions.
不止不一样，甚至有的彼此不能接纳。
Not only are they different, they simply cannot accept each other's saying.
一个最简单的例子。
I'll give you one simplest example.
圣徒的背起。
The rapture of the saints.
不知道有多少说法。
We don't know how many different kinds of sayings.
归纳起来分着三大派。
If you sum it all up, we could group them into three different sayings.
最大的一派。
The greatest view.
我昨天晚上稍微提了一下。
As I mentioned last night, briefly.
就是主张斋前全体圣徒被提。
Advocates that before the great tribulation, all the saints would be
都要都要到主面前去得奖赏。
They will all go to the Lord to receive His word.
这是最多基督徒接受的。
Now this is a view being most accepted by most Christians.
还有另外一般比较少数的人。
And there is another group with fewer people.
他们觉得基督徒都要经过灾难。
Who believe that all the Christians have to go through the tribulation.
所以是灾后才被提的。
Therefore, everyone is raptured after the great tribulation.
他们绝对不接受灾前被提的这个事情。
Now they would never accept the saying of being raptured before the affliction.
还有第三派的。
Now the third view.
可能说听说是最少数的基督徒接受第三个看法。
Is that the fewest Christians would accept this?
就是说。灾前有人被提。
That is that before the tribulation, some Christians would be raptured.
也有一些基督徒要经过灾难，灾后才被提。
Then other Christians would have to go through the tribulation, and they will be raptured after the tribulation.
在灾前和灾后之中。
And then before and after the rapture.
还有先后不止一次， 与圣徒在一起的事。
Before or after the great tribulation, there will be more than one time that saints would be raptured. So,
对于被提这件事情
，Dear brothers and sisters, in reference to this rapture,
我们太重要了
，which concerns us so much.
可是我们的先辈们
，but those who are before us,
好像他们树立了三个奇迹
As though they have a set of three different banners.
我们这些无学无问的小民不知道怎么办。
And all of us who are so unlearned would not know whom to follow.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我想只有一条路。
I believe there is only one
回到主的话语里头。
Simply coming back to the word of the Lord.
谦卑俯伏在主面。
Humble yourself, fall before Him.
我们要对主说。
We have to say to the Lord.
主啊，人这么说，人那么说。
Lord, with this saying and that saying.
主啊，到底你怎么说
？Exactly, Lord, what will you say?
能否教导我
？Man could teach us.
我们设定一个固定的一个情形。
Lord, teach us. I would not set up a specific way.
即便我们头脑里头装满了各支各派的说话
，Even though our head might be filled with all kinds of views on this.
求主帮助我们谦卑来到主面前。
May the Lord help us to humble ourselves to come before Him.
好像对这些问题从来不知道。
As though we know nothing about these
matters. 何解说从来没有把握。
Or as though that we have never been assured.
来求问主。
Humbly seek out the Lord.
来弟兄姐妹们，这里不能着急。
You can never be hasty.
你不要说好了，你这么祷告，那么来到主面前，主就一定指示你了。
Well, don't you say that if you pray humbly before the Lord, then the Lord will right away show you.
有的时候
，sometimes
我们需要忍耐。
We need to persevere.
需要耐心等候。
We have to be patiently waiting.
我又说我自己一点。感觉
Now let me say it again a little about my own feeling.
三个仆人受云的比喻
This parable of the three servants who
received the silver 只是足四十多个比喻中的一个
It's simply one of the 40 plus parables of the Lord.
甚至几乎是所有神儿里认为是最简单的一个比喻
Maybe this is deemed as the simplest parable among God's children.
从四十二年多前我开始注意这个问题。
Now, starting 42 plus years when I began to notice this thing.
在几个月前也把这本书赶不及印出来了。
Now, a few, I couldn't, you know, print out the book in time.
主要是问候一些认识的亲友弟兄姐妹。
I just want to show the book to those of my friends and relatives who know
the Lord. 作为一点交通就是。
I give them as a means of fellowship.
不瞒你们说。
Now I confess to you.
书都出了。
The book is now printed.
弟兄，你对这个问题看得清楚了。
Now, Brother Cole, do you have a clear understanding of this issue?
求主怜悯。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我有点后悔。
I now regret it.
是不是出来太早了？
The book is printed too.
为什么呢
？Why？
后来我再回头默想，我把书寄出去了，我自己还在那里好好再看过，默想过。
Now, after I mailed out all the books, and then as I meditated on it again,
特别在后面的一部分第三个大点，那本书上
，in the latter part, in the main point number three，
要得着生命。度量达到加倍丰满的那个路是什么
？The way to gain the double abundance of your the measure of your life. What is the way?
已经讲了不少了。
Now I have been talking much about.
还发现这里好像不大准确。
As I come to this point, I see this is not quite right.
那一个点不清楚。
And that point is not that clear.
我只好在主面前好好再思考，再琢磨。
All I could do is continue to meditate on that before the Lord.
盼望
ponder over it.
经过这一点修改，能稍微好一点，清楚一点。
I hope through a little bit of this revision that the issue would be become more clearer.
求主保守我。
May the Lord keep me.
你们也为我祷告。
And please also pray for me.
我在主面前。
That before the Lord.
但愿没有觉得，感谢主，主所说的这个比喻，我现在清楚了。
I would never say that, as to the parable of the Lord, I am clear, I am sure of it.
人是何等败坏的。
How corrupt men have been.
以为很容易，以为清楚了。
Always thinking so easily that we've got it.
就不容易再接受主要给的光。
Then we would not be easily available for the light that the Lord wants to give us.
求主用血遮盖。
May the Lord cover me with His blood.
借着这一个自己的一这么一点的经历。
Through this little experience of mine.
主要是把我们在主面前那个蒙恩的路给弟兄姐妹做一点参考。
I just want to share it.To you as a reference to the way to receive God's grace.
让我们常预备自己。
Help, we will let us often prepare ourselves.
接受主的改正。
To accept His correction.
接受主的教导。
To receive His teaching.
所以有的时候，当我们听见一些信息和我们本来有的感觉不一样的时候。
So sometimes when we hear certain messages which are contrary to our feelings,
第一，我们不要随便接受一个新的说法。
First, we shall never easily receive a new saying.
第二，我们也不要很快地拒绝和我们不一样的说法。
Second, nor we should reject so easily the saying which is different from ours.
我们盼望主怜悯。好好带到主面前。
We hope that by God's mercy, we simply bring it before the Lord.
好好研读主的话语。
Thoroughly study God's word.
好好谦卑在主面前，等候主的改正。
Humble yourself and wait for His correction.
也许在神儿女们中间
，Maybe among God's children.
要有更准确的光。
There will this more accurate light.
更合乎神心意的光能够显出来。
This light which is more pleasing to God will be revealed.
好，到了本来在第五点，现在改成第六括弧六啊。
Now the point five has now been changed to
千年国结束了。
The ending of the millennium
就是无终的永世的开始。
Which is the beginning of the endless eternity.
那个时候，亚勒伯一暂时释放撒旦。
Now the number one in Arab numeral, the Satan will be temporarily released.
他要诱惑列国的民。
And he will deceive all nations.
我在这里有一个括弧。
And here I put in the parenthesis.
绵羊。以他的后裔
in which it says the descendants of sheep
我又打一个问号
and also I place a question mark next to it
意思到今天我觉得好像是这样
that means until now I feel it is so
但是弟兄姐妹们对不起
however brothers and sisters
我没有把握说这是对的
excuse me for saying that I'm not 100% sure 交通
给你们
accurate
做个参考
I simply share it with you for your reference. And then what do you do then?
你们问主怎么办
You ask the Lord what to do with this.
因为呢那个时候他有和列国的民
Because at that time there are nations, people of nations.
那个时候列国还有什么人呢
What are those?
许多那些不敬畏神的人不都那些山羊都赶到永火里头去了
All those who do not fear God the goats are being driven into the lake of fire
在列国中剩下来都是绵羊了
And so all the remnants of the nation should be the sheep
经过了一千年
After 1,000 years
绵羊还生小羊啊
The sheep would bring forth the little ones
就是绵羊的后裔啊
And these are descendants of
the sheep 再没有别人了
There is no other than those.
清楚吗？所以我觉得，那么列国 来围攻耶路撒冷，受撒旦弥赫来攻耶路撒冷的，那不就是这是绵羊老羊啊，活了一千岁了啊，而且是老羊的后裔，就是这些人吗？
Shouldn't the nation who are deceived by Satan to attack the city of Jerusalem be those old sheep and their